I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by a very special guest. That would be you and I, Athletic Director Megan Franklin, here at the Dale Howard Auto Center. We're at the caravan that the Panther Athletic Department is doing. And I guess my first question, what brings you here to Dale Howard Auto Center? I know this is kind of a yearly thing, but first time coming here for this Panther caravan.
Yes. You know, it's a joy to be able to stop in Iowa Falls as we're headed across the state to say thank you to our fans. We often are inviting fans to come to the arena, see you in the stands. I like to stay on social media. And this time of year, it's nice to get out and say thank you and meet our fans where they are. And what a joy to be able to stop at Iowa Falls. And the Howard family has been a wonderful friend of you and I. And so nice to be able to stop here and say hello to this particular spot.
And something interesting that Steve Howard was telling me is that they actually provide courtesy vehicles for the athletic departments across the state of Iowa. So that's certainly a cool partnership, right? Can you tell me a little bit about more about that and what that all, I guess, entails and how that benefits you and I athletics?
Yes, so we do have a dealer program where dealers around the state do provide courtesy cars. So that way, our, as you'd expect, between some administrators and coaching staffs, we're on the road quite a bit. And so for us to be able to have a courtesy car and offset the wear and tear on a coach's vehicle or a rental car, this way we have a connection with people who love you and I. And that's a way to say thank you. So we'll oftentimes keep those connections with those coaches or staff members that have vehicles with those dealerships. And we're fortunate that Dale Howard is one of those generous partners.
Mm-hmm. Just coming off of the spring season of athletics, as we were just talking, the softball team comes up a little short in the conference tournament, not quite able to make it in the NCAA tournament. But what kind of comes to mind when you think about this past spring here as a whole, as we get ready to kind of move into the summer months and, you know, hard to believe, start talking about a new school year pretty soon?
That's right. Well, it's really been a very successful year. Mm-hmm. We have an all sports trophy in the Missouri Valley Conference. And of course, that doesn't include football, wrestling. Coming out of the fall sports seasons, we were in third. Coming out of the winter championship seasons, we were in second. So, where my eye is coming out of the spring. So, we do have track and field next weekend, and so it will come down to that track meet to determine the winner of the all sports trophy. We did have track and field men win the indoors. So we did have two championships this year. Volleyball won the championship again. And you know what an incredible program that Bobby Peterson leads. And then, as I said, Dave Paulson was the men's indoor coach of the year for track and field, winning that championship. Women finished third indoors. Bobby was coach of the year. Doug Schwab was the Big 12 Wrestling Coach of the Year and the National Wrestling Coaches Association regular season coach of the year. So I also would be remiss. Our women's swim and dive coach, our diving coach, was co-coach of the year. So we had four conference coaches of the year, which reflects an incredible program. So one thing that's amazing about Northern Iowa athletics is that there is such a breadth and depth of a sport portfolio, winning at the highest levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a great staff of coaches that you have on hand, including one of the guys that's here today, Todd Stepsis, brand new head football coach, and kind of your first big hire here in this position of athletic director here at UNI. What can you say about bringing him on? Obviously, he's familiar with the state of Iowa, having coached at Drake before, but it just seems like there's a lot of excitement surrounding that hire.
That's right. I would be remiss not to say he would be the fifth coach on staff that earned a Coach of the Year honor. He did this fall. So we actually have five coaches on staff that were Coaches of the Year. And so Todd is a winner. And he's a winner by pouring into men, young men. And so I often say he's a leader of men. And he's really articulate about that and how he does that. But yes, there's a lot of excitement. He and his staff, you know, had a blitz across Iowa, you know, in his second week or so on staff. And he's very complimentary about recruiting Iowans. And so that's will continue to be a key part of that roster as they move forward, which is awesome. That's what we want. And Northern Iowa rosters across the sports are full of Iowans. And I've always noticed that. when I was in the Missouri Valley Conference prior to coming to Northern Iowa, that it's really a reflection of the state and just very powerful, gritty leaders on those teams.
Mm-hmm. Over the past few years, we've been hearing a lot about the Unidome renovation project. What's the latest that you're able to share regarding that project?
Phase two is well underway. Today we had a meeting this morning and it was quite noisy with all of the work going on in there. So it's going to be ready. This phase two, the interior stadium renovations, will be done by kickoff this fall. And so fans will see purple in the stands. So those seats will be purple. We are currently in the process of season ticket sales right now. So if fans would like to get in there, we'd love to see season ticket holders. We just finished, this week is finishing the renewal reseating process. So we've had all of the fans that have had season tickets coming in to have individual appointments, and that will finish this week. But it's been very exciting. We are continuing to fundraise for phase two. People will appreciate this who've been in the Dome. We need more restrooms. It's a very real need. And so that's part of this renovation process, is every phase will add more restrooms. So we are getting, you know, a quarter of the way more there. But more women's restrooms, more men's restrooms, but mostly women. So we'll be working on that once we get through this summer. They may see some construction on that this fall.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's mostly donation-driven, that old project, right?
It is. It's 100% donor-driven project. There are no more bonds. In fact, the last bond on the Dome just was paid off, so there is no more debt service on the Dome. So it is an entirely fundraised project. That's right. So right now, our phase two is $8 million project right now.
I gotcha. Yes. What do you think that says about the supporters, commitment, dedication to supporting UNI athletics, and how important this is for people? Because that's a lot of money to raise.
It is. And what I appreciate is that while we're largely it's athletics driven fundraising portfolio, what you remember is people have been there for concerts. People have been there for obviously from across the state for state football. People who have memories in the Dome are for a range of things, for robotics, or it's a show they went to over the years, with their family annually. So really, I know there are people out there who have not had an ask to contribute to the Dome yet. But I know there, each time I talk to people, the memories that people have in the Dome are rich. The 50th anniversary of the Dome is in 2026. And so part of this renovation, the renovation won't be done by then because we have enough work to do, but that's why we're phasing it out so we can see progress in what we're wanting to get done. The next phase is phase three of the Dome, which is the track. And so again, we've had people, we host, high school track meet every year, Dickinson
Relays.
Yeah. And so again, hundreds of kids and families are coming through there for track. And so it's an exciting project to come for the track. And then the amenities that we wanted to work on. I know the fans are excited about, and in fact, today that was what they were working on, is the rise and the steps will all be the same. So you don't have a big step, small step. It'll all be the same. Widening the aisles, putting a railing in, an elevator on the east side. Phase three will have an elevator on the west side, which is the press box. Those amenities are important. More ADA seating, so that fans have a comfortable experience when they come to games and feel safe and secure in how they navigate the arena. So it's fun, that's for sure. But it is. It's a big commitment. And I was reminded that the initial Dome was largely privately donated funds as well. And to think about it being a teacher's college is special. To think about, we know that teachers' salaries are, where they're at, and what a generous gift that is, to think about what we're building on was built on the alumni of the past. So,
you bet.
Special place.
Don't want to keep it too long, but last question for you here. Aside from this caravan and all that stuff, what else keeps you busy this time of year? I'm sure there's probably not much downtime for you.
Well, it is end of year celebrations and graduations. Yeah. And We just celebrated Parker Kekeisen, one of our wrestlers. He just is going to be out of town for commencement. So President Nook went over to the Mat Club yesterday and had a private graduation ceremony for him. But so there's a lot of those end of year celebrations and then a planning. So a lot of intentional retreats to get together and to plan for the year ahead, which we all look forward to because we were new last year. And so we all were just getting our feet under us and experiencing the year. And now we get to actually strategize a little bit. So stay tuned because now it's going to be even more fun than we had last year.
Yeah. You bet. Well, that's University of Northern Iowa Director of Athletics, Megan Franklin, joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports. Thanks so much for the time here today.
Thank you. Go Cats.
Yeah.